Pretty soon, however, he thought the whisper became a voice. Again, he laughed so heartily that he forgot his moping and the scolding his mother had given him. In fact, his eyes twinkled with delight when the voice gave this invitation.
"There's plenty of cheese. Come with us, Klaus."
To make sure of it, the sleepy boy now rubbed his eyes and cocked his ears. Again, the light bearer spoke to him.
"Come."
Could it be? He had heard old people tell of the ladies of the wood that whispered and warned travelers. In fact, he himself had often seen the fairies ring in the pine woods. To this, the flame lady was inviting him. Again and again, the moving cold light circled around the red tile roof, which the moon, then rising and peeping over the chimneys, seemed to turn into silver plates. As the disc rose higher in the sky, he could hardly see the moving light that had looked like a lady. But the voice, no longer a whisper as at first, was now even plainer.
"There's plenty of cheese. Come with us."
"I'll see what it is anyhow,"